Hi, this is Valerie Silverthorne. I'm the editor of Search Software Quality, and I'm talking today with TechTarget contributor Jerry Owen. Jerry, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself besides your TechTarget qualifications?
Well, I've been writing for TechTarget for a few years now. I'm a test architect, tester, QA consultant. I also speak at conferences. I have Mobile Dev and Test at Starry's coming up. And I'm a marathon runner and cat mom.
Excellent. I bet that marathon running thing helps keep you sane.
It does.
That's good. Well, today we're going to talk about ALM, and maybe if you can start with this, could you walk us through the steps of the ALM process?
Sure. ALM, or Application Lifecycle Management, is a framework through which the processes of software development as well as ongoing maintenance is recorded and controlled. ALM is a more comprehensive approach than the traditional SDLC because it includes continuous management from the application's inception right through to its decommissioning. So, in fact, there may be multiple systems development life cycles throughout the life of an application. ALM practices the approach that product lifecycle uses a phase structure. At a high level, the phases or stages of ALM are requirements definition design, development test, and operations maintenance. These activities occur in all software projects, regardless of the product methodology. The only difference is the way in which these tasks are approached. So you would approach software development differently in Scrum, in short, which you'd use short sprints, whereas in Waterfall, you use longer phases. But across the phases of ALM, ALM provides a governance system designed to ensure that the application is meeting the business needs, not only at the individual business level, but also as a part of the organization's total information management plan.
Okay, that sounds great, Jerry, but there must be areas in ALM that are going to present bottlenecks. Can you talk about that?
Well, as with any process, there can be bottlenecks, but I think that most of the bottlenecks come from the ways in which application lifecycle management is implemented and executed rather than from within the framework itself. Of course, bottlenecks can occur when you use ALM tool sets that aren't integrated well, or when you were beginning an agile transformation or a DevOps initiative. In general, bottlenecks occur because of lack of communication or questions that don't get resolved quickly. Bottlenecks can be highlighted in the ALM solution, but they're often caused by human interaction or inaction. Remember, ALM is simply a tool set that makes our processes transparent to all the stakeholders. It's how we use the tool set that can create the bottlenecks.
So let's talk about some possible solutions.
Well, when I think of bottlenecks in an ALM, I think of a work product that's blocked from moving forward, a stop for some reason. And usually that reason isn't a healthy one. For example, here's an issue that arose from a collaboration miss. Recently, we had a fix that never made it into our production software. When we discovered and investigated this, we found that the change management request was generated, but there was a question on it, and that question didn't get addressed. So as a result, the CMR was never considered by the change board. It didn't hit the radar for a formal review, and even though the change was coded and tested and the work was completed, it never actually made the release. Now, I consider this a bottleneck. It was a feature change that should have been made given a given release, but it didn't, and that was because of a failure in communication. This is a workflow and collaboration problem. We define our ALM process, and we need to be able to automate that process. Now, during agile transformations, ALM and Agile may appear initially incompatible, and ALM itself may be considered a bottleneck. While both involve the management of processes, the approach is very different in many ways. Agile emphasizes flexibility and quick response to change, where traditional ALM is based on tightly controlled processes that do not adapt well to change. So if we look more deeply into the Agile transformation process, we see that adopting Agile involves more than a change to the ALM approach, involves a change to the organization's mindset. For example, if we attempt to implement the manifesto. Take, for example, working software over comprehensive documentation. We may not trace test cases to the ethics and user stories, but this could result in features not getting tested. Bottlenecks also may occur when we attempt to integrate multiple ALM tools. For example, we may have one tool for test management, another for defect management, and perhaps even a third for release management. Yet if all these tools aren't kept in sync, then misses will happen. As we attempt to embrace the brave new worlds of technology and all the changes that are coming in our technology world, things like usability, big data, security, mobile, the agile processes, if they're not modernized, they will create bottlenecks. For example, take mobile. With a number of test cases in mobile development and testing increases exponentially because of the given number of platforms and browsers and device combinations. If our ALM processes and software aren't geared to handle this, then we may have defects in production due to missed test scenarios.
Huh, I can see that would really be a problem. Are there ways users should be thinking about streamlining this process?
Well, I think first you need to define and document your workflow within the ALM structure. For example, if there's a work item or approval that's scheduled to move to the next step, there should be a mechanism in place to make that approval happen. If it is blocked, well, it could be somebody on vacation, a question, a missing test, that the software needs to, and the process needs to flag that and get it raised to the team. So an effective way of building transparent workflows is an essential part of removing bottlenecks. Also, bottlenecks can occur when they occur during an Agile or DevOps initiative. Usually the ALM framework needs to be enhanced to accommodate the new methodologies. An Agile ALM will have a customer focus and the ability to handle changing requirements from project definition right through to the release management. For example, if we encourage developers to ask for early feedback from testers and business analysts, then we begin to build a culture of collaboration that will help to prevent these bottlenecks. Finally, Agile principles must be applied in our choice of ALM tools. We should choose tools that integrate smoothly throughout the application lifecycle process and are easy to use and maintain. And the focus should be on tools that enhance the process without hindering the acceptance of changing requirements and allow for quickly developing potentially simple software.
Okay, that's great. You've given us all a lot to think about, Jerry. This is Search Software Quality. We're talking with Jerry Owen. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thank you.